maybe they had a lot to do with that. I don't know. Maybe they had something to do with how we played yesterday. You know, and they did play good. You know, we was hanging in there. We was up, and they came back, stayed poised, and came back, took the lead. You know, so we just get back at it. You know, get back at it tomorrow.
I feel like you have a handle on the Suns defensively. You can slow them down in the series. You scored, you know, a lot of goals.
Yeah, they have. I think it's just the nature of this series that it's just going. You know, it's just everybody scoring the ball. You know, it seemed like there's no defense being played.
No Ottoman for your not your type of basketball.
You know, I mean, it is, you know, in a sense that, you know, we playing together, we're a unit, and, you know, we're trying to get stops, but the Suns are, you know, they have Steve Nash, who's a great point guard, and he facilitating the whole thing.
It seems like you guys aren't afraid to run with them a little bit, keep the pace up, attack early in your offense.
Well, I think we're more trying to, I don't know, maybe attack, just control. You know, we're not actually running, gunning, but we have some opportunities to try and take advantage. Well, that's up to coach, pretty much, you know. Pretty much up to coach, and he gives us, like, a plan, so whatever he tells us to do, we got to go out there and do it. Yeah.
What do you guys have to basically work on to win tomorrow's game?
The great thing is we have those pictures.
I think we just play more team ball, you know, and we have to probably definitely get some stops and convert a little bit more. We missed some layups. And we didn't get to the free throw line, so hopefully we can change that a little bit game or four.
And I know they're using a lot of zone. I mean, how do you guys battle against that? What do you come back with?
We'll fix it. You know, we'll fix it. I don't know if we was as prepared as we should have been. You know, but we'll fix it. You know, Coach, he'll fix it up, make sure we're ready.
I was watching the game yesterday. I was shocked. It looked like you guys just, you know, were not awake, or I was shocked.
No, I think we was, you know, I think we just didn't convert and didn't do things that we needed to do, but I think for the most part we was awake and we was ready.
Usually it just catches you off guard and two or three possessions later the zone's gone and you start busting it.
Right.
How come it never, I guess the third quarter you guys had pretty good success.
Yeah, we did have a good third quarter against the zone. We did have a good third quarter and then after we just, you know, they just started to get us with the zone. They stayed in. It was, you know, it was a great plan, you know, just to stay with it, you know. But I will be better tomorrow.
You wouldn't expect to see 2.5 quarters of it again, though, would you?
It's okay. I mean, if it works, you know, stay with it. I don't know what they're gonna do, you know. I mean, we're gonna prepare, go out there and execute. But if it works, why not stay with it?
You haven't seen that much zone since like the Big East, have you?
I know it was a lot of zone. It was cool though. It was fun. I like zones, you know. I mean, it's different, you know, in the NBA. Obviously, over the last couple of years, they had the zone. But, you know, it was all right. We'll get through it.
Paul said you've never seen that much zone that long in the NBA before. Is that your case, too, do you think?
I think so, but I think you just got to break it down. You got to, execute. You got to stay mentally tough with the zone. And, you know, but we did, you know, we were definitely surprised. Maybe that was a good adjustment, but, you know, on their behalf.
What do you think their problems in man defense have been with you guys?
Obviously, you start with Kobe, and then you go from there. But Kobe's, you know, he's tough.
They're almost overcompensating for him?
What you mean?
They have so much attention on him. Are you saying that it's affecting the rest of their man?
I don't know. I'm just saying if you play man, you got Kobe almost one-on-one or one and a half. On one or two on one, but Kobe could score, you know, so.
On this side on Kobe's team, you're not trying to shut him down in the playoffs.
It's fun being on the team. He's a tough player. It's fun, you know, he's clutch. He's clutch. You know, it's fun being Fisher also. Fisher's very clutch. Powell also. But Kobe, you know, Kobe's something else.
A lot of 3-point shots. You guys going to continue that?
Huh?
A lot of 3-point shots. You guys going to continue doing that or?
We're just going to play a game the right way, you know. Just play the right way.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not prepared to answer that yet.